A Stormont working group brought together to build better community relations in Northern Ireland is now the subject of a major fallout, with the Alliance Party walking out. The crucial Cohesion, Sharing and Integration Committee, it was supposed to make a plan for a better shared future for us all. It's a five-party committee set up last year, so far has failed. Alliance say it made the move after its ideas for education, housing, flags, emblems were rejected by the other parties. They say the final straw came after the plan for housing at the former military site at Girdwood in North Belfast was revealed. The Alliance leader, David Ford, is with me now. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
So why have you pulled out?
Well, we've pulled out because the basic issue was the integrity of the process. Let's go back a little bit over the history. We had a shared future policy in 2005. We had further developments of that with the European Police Plan in 2007. In 2010, as part of the arrangements which led to me becoming Justice Minister, the First Minister and Deputy First Minister agreed to publish their proposals for what they call cohesion, sharing and integration, what the rest of us would call a shared future. It was a very weak document. There were over 280 responses, which universally said it was a very weak document. So this is not an Alliance Party view. This is a view from those who took the time to comment on it. Nonetheless, a year ago, we agreed to participate in a five-party working group to seek to strengthen it, to seek to make a shared future policy worthy of the name. It's become increasingly clear that there was no willingness to move forward in any meaningful, significant way on the part of the DUP and Sinn Féin.
Hold on,
just let me finish the process. You asked it. So on Monday, we put forward a clear list of actions which we believed were absolutely essential, which were in line with those public comments. But just one simple example of that, targets for increased shared and integrated education. They weren't willing to have targets in the policy. It wasn't that we debated whether the targets were too high or too low. They simply weren't willing to have targets. They weren't willing to have any firm commitment to deal with action to remove illegal flags and emblems. So all of those issues showed that there was a lack of any good faith on the part of the two largest parties. We believe now that we need this debate in the public, that a behind-closed-doors process with the five parties simply isn't going to achieve a shared future policy worthy of the name.
I've been speaking to the Finance Minister, Sammy Wilson, today. We haven't broadcast the interview yet. We will later in the show. And he has described what you're doing as political posturing.
Well, if anybody thinks the Alliance Party's commitment to a shared future is political posturing, they haven't been looking at what we've been doing over the last 40 years. They haven't been looking at the work that Stephen Farry and I have been doing as executive ministers. It is not posturing. It is responding to the public demand that we have a serious and meaningful shared future policy, that we don't continue with some sort of notion that we can have a benign system of apartheid. Apartheid was never benign. We need a shared future. Our society needs it. Our economy needs it. And those who responded to their paper 2 years ago told the DUP and Sinn Féin that we need it.
Why do you think it's not happening? What's going on?
Well, maybe you should ask those who've been unwilling to make the policy worthwhile.
But you lot are in there. What do you think's going on?
Well, what I think is going on is that the two largest parties are completely unwilling to have any meaningful shared future policy. They seem to be settling for something which they believe everybody could sign up to because it's some kind of lowest common denominator. Well, that will not meet the needs of Northern Ireland as we seek to transform society and transform and grow our economy.
I've been working on the Girdwood project with my colleagues in Current Affairs on the Spotlight programme. Was that the final straw for you?
Girdwood wasn't the final straw. Monday was the clear proof that this particular process of the five-party group wasn't going to achieve anything. But Girdwood has become the public example. What we've got in Girdwood is not any policy about a shared future. What we've got in Girdwood is a set of houses up against those which are already occupied by Protestants on one side, a set of houses occupied, you know, up against those already occupied by Catholics on the other side, and facilities in the middle. This is nothing to do with sharing. This is actually maintaining segregation.
Small steps, David.
No, it's not small steps.
Well, there's a hub in the centre of it that is for both communities, that both communities will share.
No, it is a process which will ensure that residential areas remain segregated. Instead of having the kind of plan which the Housing Executive has developed in other places, like Inniskillen was the first example, or the work which the Housing Executive is doing in towns like Antrim, to support shared and integrated and mixed communities, we've actually got a plan which physically on the ground leaves residential segregation as the pattern to be. This is the opportunity of a new site within North Belfast, which could have been developed for anything. and which could have been developed in a way which ensured that the housing was shared and there was an incentive towards sharing. It is absolutely clear the way the plans are drawn up that the plans are for maintaining segregation.
Is Northern Ireland ready for that in that area, though? Is it not a bit fanciful, shared housing area?
Look at the first bit. I mean, we talk a lot about interfaces. Where was the first place that we saw an interface opened up? It was the gate in Alexandra Park, just a hop and a skip away from the site we're talking about at Girdwood. So it's absolutely clear that around there, around the work being done around the Limestone Road, the opening of Newington Street, around other efforts around Dunkern Gardens, Bruce Vale, there is a significant effort going on by local communities in that inner North Belfast area, supported by the police and the City Council and the Department of Justice and agencies like Groundwork helping. All of that is directed to ending divisions, dealing with interface problems, and yet what we have is a plan coming through from the top level of the executive, which is designed to maintain segregation.
Your price, this was your price, shared future, and what you wanted in terms of making progress on a shared future for you to take the Justice Ministry. So you've walked out now of this shared future plan.
We haven't walked out of a shared future plan. What we have walked out of is a working group which was achieving nothing, because we want this debate in public. We want this debate now to allow the 280 people and organisations who responded, who said they wanted a serious shared future policy, to have the chance to see what is happening, to make their further comments, so that we can actually see we do get a decent shared future policy.
But if you want leverage with these other parties, the big boys that have much more power than you, then you should threaten to walk from the Justice Ministry.
Well, I'm in position in the Justice Ministry because I was elected to that post by the Assembly when nobody else could be elected, either 2 years ago or last year. And what I'm doing is I'm using the opportunities within the Justice Department for the kind of work we're doing around interfaces, for the work that we're doing to establish that we check policies for sharing over segregation. So the Department of Justice is showing what can be done, but we simply cannot leave it to the Department of Justice and the Department for Employment and Learning to do what is absolutely necessary in every aspect of this community.
Let me get your view, David, just before you go. Final question, different subject. I had Constable Stephen Carroll's widow, Kate Carroll, sitting in front of me in the television studio last night, and she wants a review of sentencing policy in Northern Ireland so that there may be a similarity to England, where there is specific sentencing guidelines if an offender has murdered a police officer. Do you think there should at least, I'm not asking to call it, but do you think there should at least be a review?
Well, I think we need to look at how the law operates in the context of those sentences. Remember, both of those who were found guilty were given life sentences. The issue is the specific tariff, not when they will be released, but before consideration can be given for their release. And that is an issue which can be referred by the Director of Public Prosecutions to the High Court if he believed there's an issue that needs to be re-examined. That's something which my colleague Stuart Dixon called for, as indeed Kate Carroll called for it, at a very early stage. I think there are clear issues where people will have their concerns as to what happened in this particular case. I understand that the judge is to make a statement, possibly today, as to exactly what his reasoning was behind it. But I think we have established processes. There is a role for the Director of Public Prosecutions. And we're also doing wider work within the Department of Justice around the whole issue of sentencing guidelines. There's good work being done by the Lord Chief Justice to build up an agreed arrangement amongst judges. We have said that we will look at how that operates. We're looking at the issue of adding lay membership to the work being done by the Lord Chief Justice. So there's a number of things happening here. We can appreciate, as Minister of Justice, I do not wish to get into the specific detail of the Stephen Carroll case, but I think I can say that there is work going on which takes account of the kind of concerns which were raised by Kate Carroll and others.